This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. World leaders are urging the United Nations to play a bigger role in everything from fighting terrorism to easing the effects of high oil prices. The calls for action come as the UN General Assembly wraps up a three-day summit in New York. UN delegates have heard a series of speeches from world leaders, including a fiery address yesterday by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who scolded President Bush for the war in Iraq and suggested the UN move its headquarters to another country. Later today, the 191 UN member states are expected to adopt a document that includes steps to tackle poverty and reform the UN.
We're going to report now on efforts to tackle drugs. 5 years ago, the U.S. government began financing a series of projects meant to reduce the drug trade in the South American nation of Colombia. This program was known as Plan Colombia, and it included extensive fumigation of coca fields as well as financing for development of legal crops. So after 5 years and more than $3 billion in U.S. government dollars, the program has mixed results. Brian Ellsworth traveled to the Putumayo province of southern Colombia to file this report.
Alirio Gomez and his neighbors stand in the yard of his home in Colombia's Putumayo province. Although Putumayo is in the middle of the verdant Amazon, his yard looks like a desert. 3 weeks ago, a crop duster sprayed herbicide as part of an effort to kill coca plants. The plant killed some of his coca, but he says it also turned his banana trees into withered stumps.
Wherever they see a small crop of coca, they fumigate everything, bananas, cassava, corn.
But the fumigation didn't kill all of his coca. About 100 yards away lies a field rich in the bright green leaves Gomez uses to make the base for cocaine. He says he plans to continue growing coca. Farmers like Gomez represent some of the challenges facing the U.S.-backed Plan Colombia. The plan was designed to break the back of a thriving drug industry in a nation racked by a 41-year-old civil war. State Department statistics show that between 2000 and 2003, the program reduced Colombia's coca cultivation by nearly a third. Fumigation has reduced cultivation of the crop by 40% in traditional coca zones like Putumayo. But critics are now saying Plan Colombia's effectiveness is declining as the nation's drug trade adapts to the fumigation measures. Figures recently released by the State Department show Colombia's total coca cultivation remained nearly unchanged in 2004. Luis Fernando Gaviria is the mayor of Puerto Asís, a port town of 35,000 that was once a thriving center of cocaine trade. Gaviria is skeptical of the overall progress.
El primero es el traslado.
We've noticed a movement of coca cultivation, as well as the people who make their living from it.
Gaviria says neighboring provinces are now reporting higher coca cultivation, which suggests the problem is simply being shuffled from one place to another. Back in the capital city of Bogotá, supporters of the program are more convinced of its success. Conservative Senator Germán Vargas is a supporter of Plan Colombia. Speaking from the Colombian Senate, he said the program has been crucial in boosting state presence in areas dominated by Colombia's paramilitary and guerrilla armies.
Plan Colombia ha sido fundamental.
Plan Colombia has been a fundamental part of the eradication of illicit crops, which is being carried out in the coca-growing regions of the country.
He says coca cultivation would be even higher than it is today without the fumigation. And even critics of the program acknowledge that greater police and military presence in coca-growing zones has led to a drop in violent crime. But here in Putumayo, many farmers say they remain dependent on coca. 2 years ago, Angel Urbano pulled out hundreds of coca shrubs under the supervision of U.S. military officers. He planted 500 acres of sugar as part of Plan Colombia's effort to replace coca with legal crops. But he never received the financing promised by local authorities for sugar processing machinery.
What are we going to do if we don't have a way to process the cane? It's not like we can eat it all with our own teeth.
Now the cane is starting to rot, and Urbano says it will likely go to waste. So to ensure a steady income, he's once again planting coca in his front yard. For NPR News, I'm Brian Ellsworth in Bogota.